From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The leaders of Britain, France, Germany, and Italy met in London today to discuss the world's financial turmoil, and they had plenty to reckon with. A world credit shortage, stock market volatility, and the impact of a massive bank fraud in France. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
You can tell how concerned they are in Europe about recent world events by the fact that no one can remember when the leaders of Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and the EU president have met outside the normal EU schedule. Speaking after several hours of talks, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown emerged to read a text full of diplomatic words about cooperation, but not very full of concrete suggestions.
Faced by this uncertainty, and always vigilant to risk, we are agreed that the fundamentals of the European economies remain sound, and we have committed to cooperate closely to maintain economic stability, to strengthen and deepen economic reform, and to support enterprise. We are agreed that at this time of global uncertainty, we need to signal our commitment to an open economy.
Brown and the other European leaders said they'd also discussed longer-term ways of giving institutions like the International Monetary Fund an enhanced role in assessing and warning of global economic crises. German Chancellor Angela Merkel emphasized the importance of working together with the United States to deal with the current economic turmoil. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said he wanted the kind of capitalism that promotes entrepreneurship, not speculation. But he refused to be drawn further on the impact on the French economy of the losses apparently incurred by one rogue trader at the bank Société Générale last week. Perhaps with that and the subprime mortgage meltdown in the US in mind, the one word that Gordon Brown repeated over and again was the word transparency.
Authorities need to cooperate and exchange information effectively within the European Union and internationally to prevent and manage crises and contagion. Based on these principles, we are calling for greater transparency to secure better informed markets.
What Gordon Brown did not announce was any sort of fiscal boost like the $150 billion proposed by President Bush and passed by the House of Representatives today. That kind of united economic policy is almost impossible to achieve within the very diverse European Union. The European Central Bank and the Bank of England will also find it hard to cut interest rates as aggressively as the US Federal Reserve has done. Professor Ian Begg of the London School of Economics says today's meeting did not amount to much.
Well, it does look to me as though they're engaging in a confidence-building exercise. In short, the announcements about new measures to increase transparency and to regulate better are smack very much of bolting the stable door after the horse is bolted.
But, as others have pointed out, confidence is important. The discussion will now move to Tokyo next week and a meeting of the G7 finance ministers. They will be hoping that the words uttered today will indeed have instilled some of that confidence into the world's financial markets. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.